Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Trish Rubin is back with us, ladies and gentlemen. Trish is a good friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. She is a networking expert. She's the author of Trish Rubin's New York Minute, which is a book all about event networking. But she's helping people with their brand. She's helping them get their best foot forward in the marketplace and helping them to make the most out of their networking activity. And she's here to talk to us about all that. Trish, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's good to have you back.
I'm so happy that you called me.
How are things in the big city?
Wonderful. And
I hear my other New York friends, Trish,
which I really don't watch very frequently. There's plenty to do in New York, and people are working, and people are doing business, and we're just moving along pretty well.
When I talk to my other New York friends, they tell me things are a little quiet there.
Yeah, I think for me and the job that I'm doing, the work that I do with helping people develop a brand and share it to leverage their network, it's never been better for somebody like me, because
yeah.
There are people now who have sort of been comfortable or never really understood the value of having that, and they've been forced into that position.
So they're having to dig a little bit, and you're helping them dig, aren't you?
Yeah, and I'm a very good miner.
Well, let's talk about this idea of getting our brand out there. You know, one of the things that I've been and the networking that you do. One of the things I've been talking a lot about lately, Trish, is how things. I think that there's a paradigm shift taking place right now, with regard to the way people want to customers and prospects want to hear about you and want to hear from you. I think my friend Kirk Chaffetz says we're entering the post-advertising age, and where people are we're bombarded with so many commercial messages, and we have so many options to avoid them, that people are we've got to be more creative in the way. It's not that advertising is going to go away. We're not saying that, but if you really want to be well represented, you got to be more creative in the way people in finding out how people want to be reached and how they want to find out about you. What do you think about that?
I think it's true, and I find that there are so many avenues that can be accessed from so many points of view that yes, people might get on overload, but what I would suggest to my clients is really understand what avenues you are comfortable exploring and what's worked for you, and then find the new avenues that you may have been avoiding and become familiar with them and get on that path of finding your market and meeting them in a new way. And my feeling, too, is especially I'm working with a lot of small business owners, retailers. I have a big retail client right now. I told you about Bath Junkie. And I keep telling them, think about where the door to the store is.
Mm-hmm.
It's not where you really think it is. And a lot of people who are working and trying to sell themselves use a kind of a shopkeeper image of selling.
Right.
You know, rather than a real current business model that is being reinvented every day.
Where do you think the door is?
It depends upon my client. I have to know that client, and I have to know where they have been, where they want to go, and I have to know their market with them and learn about their market. And then together we find out where that door is, and the door might be in the direction of social networking. The door might be in the direction of presenting a new brand. It may be in the direction of developing business-to-business connecting and strategic partnering. But it depends on each client.
Well, you know, Trish, I've been thinking about this quite a bit lately. And I've decided that primarily, more and more today and to a huge degree in the future, the door is not going to be your business's door. It's not even going to be your website. It's going to be whatever door the customer and prospect tells you that where they want to receive your information. And so it's their doorway.
Right.
Now, the question, whether it's this door or that door is no longer whether it's your front door or your website. It's whether the door is their email or their iPhone application or the text message or whatever. That's the doorway. That's the puck, as Gritsky said, mm-hmm. we have to skate to. What do you think?
I think it's absolutely true, because when you look at the vast differences in how people receive and choose to have information from the 16-year-old person who's going to buy your product or
right.
create your service, or you know, an 85-year-old like my mother, she's
mm-hmm.
still very vital. She still buys, but she's not using the same systems
right.
as a 16-year-old grandma.
But you know, another thing though, Trish, when you and I first started talking about those 16-year-olds. Who are making a difference? Those 16-year-olds are now in their 20s, and they're starting businesses and taking management jobs, and so they're no longer spending mom and dad's money.
Right. Yeah. So it's.
But they're still behaving that way. We look at them as adults, but they're still behaving as that generation does.
It really is true, and so I think it's part of really and so important, especially I see. People who are in small businesses, and a lot of people who are now, because they've been lovingly released, let's say,
right.
from their jobs, and
mm-hmm.
have to really determine what the next step is, the resourcefulness that one needs. You have to develop it very quickly, and you can't waste time. That's why I love my book, The New York Minute. It really has a great, great deal of impact now, even more than it had 2 years ago.
So, well, that's exactly right. I mean, this thing about networking, you know, in 99, I started telling my audience that one of the three things that you're going to have to be good at in the 21st century is networking. And, you know, I had no idea what social networking was in those days. We never heard of Facebook in those days or any of those things. Nobody was blogging in 99. But I knew, I could tell, as you did with your book, that this was going to be something that was going to be a big deal in the future, and that's come to pass. Hang on to that thought. Trish Rubin is our guest, folks. She's the author of New York Minute. She and I will be right back, 20 after the hour. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We built it for you. We wanted you to have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Check out my blog, my newsletter. You can see what a sample looks like. We'll email that to you on Sunday afternoon, get you ready for the week ahead. My knowledge base, Ask Jim, is there. You can ask a question, get answers, and lots of other stuff, archives, articles, Brain Trust members, anything from 5 seconds to 15 minutes, we got something that will help you to listen to or read. Trish Rubin has deposited lots of wisdom with us over the years, and she's doing it again right now. And Trish, give us your website. Tell us how we can find your book, how we can find out more about you.
My website is www.trnewyorkminute.com.
All right.
And my book is available on Amazon and bookstores. If it's there, grab it. If not, make them get it for you.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And so folks, check that out. If a business owner comes to you, and see this, to me, Trish, the real paradigm shifts the shift that's happening right now is not in the human interaction, the human socialization, because writing on your wall on Facebook is no different from writing you a letter 1,000 years ago. But where things are shifting, I think, Well, you know, all that is just a new tool. But where I think things are shifting is in the business area, in how businesses and their customers networking are going to be networking in the future. I think that's changed quite a bit. And so as you work with your customers, your clients, and they say, Trish, what about all this social networking? Should we be involved? What do you tell them?
Well, with my clients, and I've got such a range now. I've got small solopreneurs, and then I have a client has 70 retail stores. And I work out of the same model for leveraging networking and developing a brand. And it's something we had talked about some time ago. It's called ACE, A-C-E,
mm-hmm.
Associate, Create, Engage. And those three areas are very tight, and they're very connected. So when I work with my clients, I generally put them through their paces, let's say, and that's the way I'm coaching them and developing directions with them, is through how they associate, how they create interest around their business, and then mm-hmm. how they engage. And how they do that is the analysis of the marketplace that I spoke about. It's knowing what your strengths are, and then saying to yourself, well, shall I be engaging, like we're saying, with people? Shall I be tweeting? Am I going to mm-hmm. boost my LinkedIn? Am I going to get a Facebook page? I'm not sure every person needs that or needs it in the same application.
Right.
So part of the reason why I'm doing so much business now is because very quickly I'm actually developing a sort of a PR head, which is new for me, but I joke with people. I said, I was an educator. I sold school to people, and that's a hard sell.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm finding out is, just like I did when I educated people, I want my clients, I want to take them from step one to step five. I have five steps. And then I want to go on from there. I want them to become the chief marketing officer, the CMO of their own business ventures. And I want to work myself out of a job.
But don't they need, whenever somebody talks to you, Trish, about getting, when you say you should be on Facebook, you should maybe be on Twitter, maybe you should have blogs or whatever, write a blog, aren't there some tips on getting started like that? Because when a business plugs into a social media environment, that's a different kind of a plug-in than if you plug in as an individual, isn't it?
Right. Because as a business, you may already have a very good network, but yet the network may not recognize who you are at this point. For example, this client, Junkie, is going e-commerce, does not have those social network systems mm-hmm. yet in place, but they have a very strong network evangelical buzz going for them. Right now, they need to move to the next level. So take that buzz and really move it up and pop it. So, you know, do we need a blog? That's what we're exploring. What do we need? Do we need to be develop social networking groups? Yes. And having e-commerce and having accessibility is all part of that.
I guess one of the things I'm trying to say, Trish, is you can't, as a business, you can't just pop onto Twitter, pop onto Facebook or whatever, and say, "Hi, I've got this
here.
Business. And I'm so wonderful. You got to buy my stuff." You're not going to get away with that on a social networking environment.
Right. There's too many other people who are shouting out. And so as unique as you need to be when you're face-to-face, and what you said before, the value, the message, you don't want people to turn you off. So the message has got to be interesting and genuine as it would be as if you were face-to-face with somebody.
Right. Give us your website again, please.
It's www.trnewyorkminute.com.
trnewyorkminute.com. They can find your book there.
Yes, I can.
More about your book. And you got a new book coming out?
You know, I've been sitting with the book in a draft for a while, and I think what I'm going to do is to keep that book and really begin to work on my ACE model. I think I can quickly develop that, and I'm going to watch and see what the market's going to do over the next few months, too.
Yeah. Hey, Trish, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thank you.
We'll see you next time.
You
too. Take care. Trish Rubin, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. Right back right now. I got to take a quick break. It's 29 after. We got a little Stones taking us out here. And right after the break, we're going to have our good buddy Tom Markle back on the show. And we're going to talk about funding, lots of different ways of getting funding. for your business. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.